Rosh Chodesh Sivan is on Friday, which means once we get to Sunday, we're going to be in the Shloshes Yemei Hagbalah. And that's significant for us because there's a major Torah event going on this coming Sunday in New Jersey that's attracting not hundreds, but thousands and thousands of people who will be there at the Prudential Center on Sunday. An amazing way to prepare for Shavuos. Shavuos, don't forget, is Tuesday night. So it's an amazing way to prepare for Shavuos. And it seems when our friends at Dirshu do anything like this, they just always get it right. They do an amazing job at putting together a fantastic event of wonderful speakers, Torah giants who are inspiring, music that's inspiring, and the venue's inspiring, frankly, because it's so large with so many people. So the Kinnis Olamat Torah, which is focusing on the theme of Shabbos for obvious reasons, which we'll describe why they are obvious, happens this coming Sunday, June the 9th. Go to dirshuseum.org. Go to dirshuseum.org. You can also use the phone number for information and reservations, 929-522-1121. Again, that's 929-522-1121. Yaakov Berger is with us live via telephone. He's a coordinator at Dirshu and has been involved in many of their events and is certainly as excited as everybody else is for what's going to be happening this coming Sunday at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. Yaakov Berger, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Hello, Nachum. Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. I'm not sure if I'm more excited to be on the show or to be attending the upcoming Dirshu event.
Well, I appreciate
it. I waited so many years to finally get onto the show, and I knew that Dirshu would be my way in.
Well, I appreciate that very much. I don't want to insult the Dirshu people, so let's just say you're as excited about both things, the show.
They know that I'm the resident comic, you know, so.
Oh, so they're used to this, huh? All right, that's good. I'll tell you something. There's something about the timing of this. You know, it's a wonderful event, and we'll explain why, you know, Hilchos Shabbos is the theme, and obviously it's an important theme, and there's a reason why it's the theme this coming Sunday. But there's something about the timing. You know, Shavuos is Tuesday night. The world, from the average person to the great Torah scholar, is always looking for additional inspiration this time of year. We mentioned that Sunday begins the 3 days of preparation, the Shloshes Yemei Hagbalah before Shavuos. What do you think of the timing of all this, that the speeches, the music, the inspiration is all going to be happening just a couple of days before Yontif?
You know something, Nachum, it's interesting because this always reminds me, we think of, like, let's say, take the Daf Hayomi, for example. There are so many times where the particular Daf that's being studied that day has something to do with an event or a holiday or whatnot and so on. You know, Kabbalah Satira, we're about to enter where, you know, we became Jews at the Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai. Yeah. And obviously one of the first of the Ten Commandments of the Aseret Dibros was Shabbos.
Yeah.
So, you know, there, you know, just, you know, off the bat, that's one thing I would say in terms of the, how quote unquote coincidental it is that it should come out right before Shloshes Yemei Hagbalah. But, you know, in terms of just in general, when we talk about accepting upon ourselves something that we haven't done prior, it's just an amazing thing because, you know, the Torah, studying Torah, and we always have opportunities. Hashem always grants us opportunities to do something new. And why not take advantage of something as we're entering into Maimon Har Sinai, into Kabbalah Satorah, accepting the Torah, the commemorating, not just commemorating, we're actually reliving it, as is with all holidays. We're accepting upon ourselves to take part in one of the Aseret HaDibros. So what could be greater than Shabbos? Shabbos, the way I look at it, is what separates, how shall I say this, the men from the boys, so to speak. Shabbos was the covenant. This was the bris. This was the oath. We say this every Friday night. Shabbat b'nei Yisrael, osi b'ni, right? We, sure. This is what, you know, that we really bonded together with Hashem. That's one way that I look at it.
Yeah.
There's another element, another aspect, if I may share with you, that I was thinking about, that aside for the benefits of whatever, you know, Dirshu and so on and so forth, we've heard about Dirshu and what they do and the idea of introducing the responsibility. It's not just learning, it's there are bechinos, there are tests, and there's a responsibility that a person feels he's actually acquires his learning through the various tests and the various programs that Dirshu has to offer. There's another aspect of this that I've been thinking about, and it's as follows. As you mentioned, we're now with day number 241, Lo Aleinu, unfortunately, after the horrific events of October 7th.
Correct.
We're still suffering from it, and may we see the Yeshua, may Hashem release the hostages, and we should see Refuos and Yeshua's all our brethren.
Amen.
So many, what was interesting, what's fascinating, is that, you know, as we know, the horrific events took place on Shabbos, and many of the survivors who were, to a certain degree, distant from Yiddishkeit, from any form of it, they took upon themselves to keep Shabbos. And you see these viral videos going around of people that have, you know, up until that point were relatively disconnected. And even during the moment, as they were undergoing the horrors, they were screaming to Hashem, Hashem, we'll take upon ourselves to keep Shabbos, we'll do this, we'll do that. It's just, it's unreal. And the way I look at it, I understand that your question was in terms of going into Shavuos, but I want to look back and going through the entire year where we're at right now. I feel that if these are Yidden, these beautiful neshamas are taking upon themselves Shabbos, let's follow their lead. It's not coincidental that it's happening smack in the middle of what we're enduring right now, that we have the opportunity to take upon ourselves Shabbos. If these beautiful neshamas have decided to take upon themselves Shabbos, let's follow their lead. And we have the opportunity to join Chela Gimel, Mishnah Berurah, with the Dirshu, you know, Limud, right here, right now. And, you know, that's just, that was one aspect of it that I've been thinking about.
This past Shabbos was the 34th full Shabbat that our brothers and sisters have been held hostage by the enemy. And Yaakov Berger, I'm actually jealous, I'm being serious, that I didn't think of what you just said, because, yes, we have seen so many videos, statements, comments on social media from those who, and not only those who were involved in the events of October 7th, others around the world as well, who felt that this was an appropriate time for them to step up their Shabbos game, whether that meant full Shmira Shabbos, Shabbos the way they understand it and wanted to pursue it step by step, whatever that might be. But certainly, what an inspiration that has been, watching people who generally did not grow up with Shabbos being a cornerstone and a backbone of their observance, of their tradition, and look what they recognize. They recognize that Shabbos, in fact, is the centerpiece of our Jewish heritage, and that is something that's, I'm glad you pointed that out, and that's pretty amazing. By the way, what Rabbi Berger means, everybody, is that Dirshu at the event on Sunday is not only celebrating Torah, has an amazing lineup, speakers, artists, etc., who are going to be singing, but they're literally starting Chela Gimel, which is Hilcha Shabbos, in the study of Halacha Yomi, Mishnah Berurah Yomi. And it's an opportunity for everybody to hop aboard, so to speak, and to reaffirm and to up our game regarding Shabbos itself, for those who are familiar with and are able to study halacha. So in addition to the big celebration, a great way to prepare for Shavuos, you have an opportunity to really make a commitment to Hilcha Shabbos. And as Yaakov Berger described earlier, there's an accountability when Dirshu's involved. There's tests. They take it very seriously. The program is one that's you know, well supervised, to the point that somebody, meaning, you know, the average person, wants to have themselves supervised. And that's really, really important. It's a system that's been taken very, very seriously over the years and everything that Dirshu does. And Halacha Yomi is no exception. All right, Yaakov Berger, so Sunday's the event. We're reminding everybody to go to dirshuseum.org, dirshuseum.org. They can also call and get ticket information by dialing 929-522-1121. All right, so what can you tell us about the event? We're only 6 days away. We keep talking about the amazing lineup of singers, how Torah Giants are going to be dominating the speaking portion of the program with plenty of great inspiration. What could you tell us about what happens from when someone walks in till they walk out at the Prudential Center on Sunday?
So I'll tell you the truth. First of all, I'd like to tell you I have a confession to make, because the truth is that really, even though I work for Dershow, I really was going to attend the event just because I love Baruch Levin and Zonneville and Naftali Kempe, and I was just going to go there for the singing.
They're good.
But the truth is that the more I think about it, the more I think about it, you know, and obviously Dershow, and not just Dershow, there's something that's captivating. There's something that draws you in. When we do things, Barov Am, when we do things as a group, when there is a unified force of Jews coming together, it draws you in. There's a power behind it. This is a positive protest, so to speak. It's like you mentioned. I mean, we have, there's going to be amazing entertainers. There's going to be singing. There's going to be dancing. It's going to be, you know, they have many speakers. Many of them will be speaking in English. It's just, you know, like all these events, whether it's the CMS shots, whether it's a digital event, whether it's any other occasion, it draws you in. You become part of something.
And by the way, last week I mentioned with everything we're talking about here, and as much as we're encouraging everybody to enjoy every aspect of this program, there's nothing like the dancing celebration. That's the part that everybody looks forward to.
In Nachum, music, you know, in music is really the gateway to the soul, and the truth is really what it's all about. I mean, I, many times, for years, we've been going to CMS Shas, to whatever event, whatever organization is putting out a, you know, a major event at whatever the venue may be. You know, you can't expect the younger generation, let's say, for argument's sake, to appreciate all the speeches. Oh my God, I gotta sit there. As great as they are, don't get me wrong.
I get it.
But there's something about the music, the camaraderie, the dancing. You're standing, you're holding each other's hands. You have to the left a Hasidish guy, to the right a Litvish guy, a Sephardic guy in the front. He's wearing a hat, they're not wearing a hat. It doesn't make a difference. Camaraderie, the Vayihi Bashur and Melech, the Asif Rosh Hayom, we're all together celebrating the Siyam of Chelek Beis, beginning Chelek Gimel, and, you know, all the elements of this, putting it together, you just get drawn into it, and that inspiration is enough to, you know, it provides the impetus just to, you know, I got to do this. I got to be part of something. You become part of it automatically.
Yeah,
you
know? I would argue that someone who doesn't even understand the speeches, just by being there and participating, they would be inspired. So imagine those who,
I agree,
you know, the majority of people who are going to be able to actually pay attention, be inspired, and really have some type of soulful uplifting right before the holiday of Shavuos. Imagine this, folks. Imagine this. Sunday night with Dershow, with the program we just described, and then Tuesday night, all night learning for the holiday of Shavuos. That's a couple of good days within a three-day period when it comes to Torah study, to say the least. All right, Sunday, June 9th. Baruch Levin, Zonneville Weinberger, Naftali Kempe, Shira Choir, many others are all going to be at the Prudential Center. That's this coming Sunday, everybody. Freilach Orchestra will be there. And, of course, there'll be impactful addresses by Gedolei Yisrael as Chelek Beis, the second portion of the six-portion Mishneh Berurah is concluded. And part number three, Hilchos Shabbos, starts. And a really opportune time for people to hop aboard the schedule of halacha study with Dershow. Information about all of this for Sunday's event at the Prudential Center in Newark, it's dershowseum.org, dershowseum.org. You can also use the phone number 929-522-1121, 929-522-1121. To one. Yaakov Berger, is there anything else you'd like to add about this coming Sunday?
Well, it's like I was just thinking, who needs cheesecake when we have this? I mean, can there be anything better? I mean, we know that there's nothing like a Shabbat or a holiday meal that brings Jews together. I mean, that's for certain. But this, with such achdut, with such togetherness, unity, and as you mentioned, Sunday night, and then going into Shavuos with such a feeling of exuberance, having just experienced that, wow. And again, Nachman, thank you so much for this opportunity. I feel very humbled to be here, and thanks.
I appreciate that very much, but this whole concept of Sunday being spent this way and then Tuesday night being spent that way. I think that's pretty cool. I think it's actually...
It's amazing. It's really amazing.
It's a really good week for a lot of people, to say the least.
Now, we just have to figure out a way. What could we do Monday night?
Exactly. But at some point, you have to bake the cheesecake, though. Come on.
That's right.
I mean, you got to frost those cheese Danish at some opportunity. Hopefully Monday. Anyway, Yaakov Berger and I encourage everybody to be there on Sunday. Get ready for an amazing Shavuos. Dirshu's doing us a big favor. They're kicking off Shavuos week in a tremendous fashion. Siyum on Chelek Beis, Mishnah Berurah, the opening of Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Shabbos and Mishnah Berurah. And you heard, of course, why that's so significant. Shabbos has always been the backbone of our people, but over the last few months, it has really been at the forefront when we think about our tradition and heritage. Enjoy the music, enjoy the speeches, enjoy the inspiration, enjoy being in a room with 15,000 people. And by the way, there is a section for women. We didn't point this out last time. I want to make sure that's clear, especially for this audience. Women, feel free, because there are sections for women at the Prudential Center. Feel free to be inspired, to be part of it, and to gain from it. Dirshusium.org. Phone number is 929-522-1121. 929-522-1121. My thanks to Yaakov Berger. He's a coordinator at Dirshu and no doubt will be part of the team that continues to prepare for Sunday and that actually pulls off the event this coming Sunday night. More coming up at America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio, around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com, on the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course on the beloved NSN app.